Investigations of last week's mass shooting in a Wilkinsburg backyard now involve local, county, and federal law enforcement. 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode and Megan Harris look into the anatomy of a multi-agency murder case.
In January of 2012, Arthur Lamont Henderson raped three women in 3 days, spawning an investigation shared among Ross and Hopewell Townships, Allegheny County, State Police, and others. The evidence they collected was tested by the County Medical Examiner's Office, led by Dr. Carl Williams.
Every piece of crime evidence from a scene in Allegheny County, at least every piece that the city police or the county police or local police want to have analyzed, comes into my laboratory.
As in the Ross Township rape case, county and local agencies will work together to investigate the shooting that left six dead at a Wilkinsburg cookout last week. According to Williams, that's protocol for homicides committed across the county's 104 police jurisdictions. County officials say depending on the type of crime, any of 20-odd agencies may help with an investigation.
In the Wilkinsburg case, municipal and county police are getting some extra help from federal investigators, who generally offer their assistance when a crime involves three or more casualties. Scott Smith, special agent in charge of the FBI's Pittsburgh office, says his office has helped local police several times over the years, including with the mass stabbings at Franklin Regional High School in 2014.
Smith says that help can come in the form of witness interviews, forensic analysis, and even behavioral profiles of suspects.
Mostly in the scientific areas. More recently, though, it could involve in the cyber forensic, any type of digital evidence. Sometimes local departments aren't as established in the review of some of the current technology that's found at crime scenes. So we offer a lot of assistance there.
Once the evidence is recovered from the crime scene, it's put into JNet, a tracking system that allows investigators from various law enforcement agencies to keep an eye on where it is in the testing process. Take a gun recovered from a scene. It may need to be fired for ballistics testing, dusted for prints, and tested for trace amounts of DNA.
Medical examiner Williams says a barcode relays its progress from the moment the weapon enters his door.
They can see that the gun's downstairs waiting to go upstairs. They can see it when it goes up to ballistics, back upstairs to serology for DNA, because that's what you need. In order to take that evidence into court, you have to have an absolutely immaculate chain of custody.
While the evidence makes its way through the system, Williams says investigators need detectives walking the streets, talking to witnesses, and piecing together the details of the homicide that he can't glean from science alone.
Williams says it was cooperation between county and municipal police that led to the apprehension and prosecution of the North Hills rapist in 2012.
It's a sophisticated community, but it still is small town in some ways of people knowing each other, working with the other. There are a lot of law enforcement agencies, and we work as seamlessly as we can with all of them.
Authorities from local, county, and federal law enforcement agencies agree that this type of cross-department cooperation will likely be the key to arresting the two Wilkinsburg shooters. I'm Noah Brode.
And I'm Megan Harris, 90.5 WESA News.